Blog Talk Radio.
Think. Think big. ThinkBigRadio.com for all of your realty, financial, business, and entertainment networking needs. Hello, ThinkBigRadio.com listeners. Big here, your host today. I would like to thank you all for your continued support and spreading the word about ThinkBigRadio.com. Have you spread the word today? Our co-host today is none other than Coach Dion. How you doing, Coach Dion?
I am awesome.
We always know that you're awesome.
Do I always say that, Big?
Yes, you do.
Well, that's exactly how I feel. That's the only word I can choose right now to describe where I'm at.
Wow. And you know what? We've got somebody that's on tonight, and she is truly incredibly awesome herself. Charlotte Doreen Small. This woman is a powerhouse in the music industry. She's doing big things, and she's also finding time to give back to her community. Charlotte, are you there?
Yes, I am.
Before we really get started with your interview, we'd like for everybody out there to know one thing. We want to get out how they can reach you, and then they'll find out everything about you after that.
Okay, everyone can reach me at MySpace/CharlotteDoreenSmallFans. Again, that's MySpace/CharlotteDoreenSmallFans.
All right, everybody. So that's one of her pages that you'll be able to reach her at. And once again, that's MySpace.com/Charlotte, CharlotteDoreenSmallFans. Charlotte Doreen Small Fans on MySpace. Charlotte, why don't you start by telling us a little bit about yourself?
Well, I'm a musician, a singer. Decided I was in the corporate world for a while, working for a very large firm, and after the 9/11 attacks, and I decided that I really wanted to go into my music career full time. It was as if I was living a double life because I would be traveling overseas, singing, and then coming in on Monday, waking up, going to work. So after the incident in 9/11, all my life I've been trying to figure out, you know, how can I do this full time and how can I make this happen, you know, especially in life because you want to make a good living. And in my office job, I was making a good living, and music was kind of up and down. But I decided that after 9/11 that I need to do what I really love to do, and I really need to follow my heart and my passion. So I decided to go into my music and my singing career full time. So
Wow. That's
pretty much a lot about what I've done. I've been a musician for many years. I'm also a violinist. That was my first instrument. And then decided to become a double major and a voice major, and began singing and started really loving it, and that's where I'm at now. I'm also a teacher. I teach at the New School for Jazz and Contemporary Music as well. So I really, really love what I do, and God has opened so many doors in this area, so I definitely believe I'm on the right track and I've gone in the right direction.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Coach Dion?
Yes, sir.
I was wondering if you had anything or a comment.
You know, what she said was so powerful. And, Charlotte, I really want to commend you on it because so many people want to, they have this, like, passion for something, but they can't find a way to make money with it.
Mm-hmm.
And what you just said was so awesome because, you know, instead of doing, and I know what you feel like living a double life because I did, like, five things at one time.
Mm-hmm.
And none of it was actually my passion. What I wanted, I was doing the five things just to make money so that I could do my passion.
Right.
So that was so huge, and I'm glad you mentioned that for our listeners out there who are thinking big.
Right.
And have a project and don't know how to get it off the ground, what you just said was exactly what they needed to do. Find something where you can make money and it leads you into doing what you really love doing.
Mm-hmm. And actually, in the beginning, it's definitely a struggle and it's a lot of sacrifice because I think what people don't realize is in the beginning you might not see the benefit and you might not see the profit right away. But with everything, you have to have this hard work, you know, and if you put hard work into it, you can actually make it happen for yourself. So, you know, I think that people need to see that they need to build and they need to start somewhere and then build on, you know, build up, and then they'll see the profit in the end. So it's like having a vision for yourself and seeing the big picture, and even though it's not right there in front of you, having a vision for the future. So I think that's what I decided to do. I know that I can make this happen for myself. I know the talent that I have, and also I have a lot of people around me, family and friends and my business partner, who've also encouraged me in a lot of ways to help me to do this. So there's definitely been struggles, but I'm totally grateful, and I know that I'm doing the right thing because it's what I love to do, and it makes me happy. And why I do it is because I want to encourage other people. If I can sing a song or write a song or do something and it touches a life, that makes all the difference in the world to me. So,
you know what? And it's funny that you had that belief, because not only did you believe in yourself, but a couple of heavyweights in the industry, V. Jeffrey Smith and Peter Lord,
yes,
also felt the same way about you. And these guys have wrote hits for Daryl Hall,
mm-hmm,
Paula Abdul, Heather Headley,
yes,
you know, and for them to say, wow, you've got something remarkable here,
mm-hmm,
you know, that says a lot about somebody really wanting to, you know, live their passion. When was the first time you remember singing?
Oh, man, okay.
I still was going to ask her that question.
First time I remember singing, I was in a choir, a chorus. The first time I remember really loving to sing was probably in my last year in college. At some point in school, I decided that I really, really loved to sing because I actually realized how it moved people. I don't think that I realized the impact that I made on people's lives when I sang, but I realized that after a while, because I would sing like the national anthem and I would have people coming up to me in tears and telling me a story or how it encouraged them or something. And then I started to say to myself, you know, do I really sing that well, or do I really know what I'm doing that it's touching the lives of people? And sometimes we don't actually know what we have. That's why I say, you know, sometimes God uses people in different ways, and I believe that God uses me in lots of ways to touch the lives of other people. So I think when I started to see that, I started to see, well, wow, this is a way that I could really give back. And then I actually started to really fall in love with the voice and all parts of the voice, not just R&B type of singing or jazz, but even classical. And I really, really started to dive into it full force the way I studied violin, because as I said, I was a violinist first. And I kind of, the way I studied violin, I incorporated the teachings and the methods that I learned in violin and applied it to singing. And that's how I kind of trained,
wow,
myself and really got involved with it. So, and then I started to love it more and more and more, because it moves me and it moves others. And, you know, I think that's important. Music does make the world go round, so they say. And I'm glad that I can touch and encourage people in that way through voice and through song.
You know what? That was so great. And just led me into my next question to you, Charlotte.
Uh-huh.
Because I love music. Okay, mm-hmm, absolutely love music, and R&B and jazz, and especially gospel are my favorite types
too
of music. And I see that you dive into all of that.
Uh-huh.
We have no great singers, really. I mean, we do and we don't. We have a lot of entertainers that are out there today.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I am just a fan of someone who sings from the heart and mm-hmm can belt out a song that just moves me.
Right.
And we don't have that right now. So I didn't get a chance to listen to your CD. I will, though. That,
yeah,
is going to be a must, okay?
Now, let me tell you, I did listen to the CD.
Uh-huh, and tell me about it, Big.
It is, I'm going to tell you, we're going to play a little bit of her a cappella on here tonight.
Oh,
Saturday,
can't wait.
What I want to do is just do a small little thing and then just play her the full song for everybody out here to hear. And make people go to her site, because She's an incredible talent. I mean, we have all types of people on here, from entertainers to people in the real estate industry, credit industry, and things of that sort. And if you're looking to invest, she definitely has a voice that I feel that should be invested in. And look like some industry heavyweights, like I said before, have already got a portion of that covered. But mm-hmm. she's remarkable.
That is so excellent. So, but Big, don't jump the gun on me, okay? Because so I wanted to get Charlotte's viewpoint on that, about what's available to us today for those people who are really out there looking for songs that's going to move them, that makes a difference, that means something, versus the entertainers that we have out there today.
Well, I agree with you, Dion. I know for me, there are some singers that I absolutely love, and you're right, we have a lot of good entertainers today, but a lot of them are not great singers. I can name right. some people that I think are awesome singers. Like, I love Barbara Streisand. I think that she has an incredible tone, an incredible range, and she's just a fabulous singer, and I love the different facets of her voice. I love the versatility in her singing, and I think that people who are that want to sing and really want to understand the voice, she is a great person to look at and to listen to. Also,
yeah.
I love Natalie Cole because I love her versatility.
Yeah.
She, too, has this wonderful jazz voice, but she's also versatile in R&B. She can flip it any way. And, again, that's the versatility and also the training and just really understanding music. I can tell that Natalie Cole is a musician as well. She's not just a
wow.
singer, but she's a musician, and she understands music. Some other great singers that I feel that were amazing. Obviously, I've loved Whitney Houston for years and years and years. I've been a little disappointed in what's happened to her voice, you know.
Okay, can we just sing this song together? Because I have said the same thing.
Oh,
like,
God.
For me, Whitney Houston was our last greatest
yes.
singer.
She was, like, the most beautiful voice. I mean, when you know a beautiful voice, you don't even have to see the person's face. You can have your eyes closed and just hear this soaring voice roaring out, and that's what I got from Whitney Houston. It was just a beautiful instrument. And, you know, it's unfortunate what's happened to her voice, but I totally believe in her, and I totally believe that she can get all that back again, you know. But
yeah.
I know that life, you know, life takes you on some turns, and sometimes you have a lot of drama, but she, too, was absolutely one of the finest voices that I've ever heard. Another amazing male voice, obviously, was Luther Vandross, who is no longer with us, but an awesome, awesome instrument. And also another person is Josh Groban, who is a wonderful instrument. Now, he to
yeah.
me is an
I remember
talent.
That name. Who is he?
Josh Groban is an artist who sings classical music and was discovered because he was, I think, filling in for, I don't know if it was, I don't know if I'm correct, if it was Pavarotti, or he was filling in for them at an audition and one of them were sick, and he was singing.
Right, yeah,
and that's how
I heard of
discovered.
Him.
Discovered, but he is probably one of the most beautiful and gorgeous voices that I've ever heard. And the wonderful thing about Josh Groban is, in the classical world, you would have never thought that he would have appealed to such a vast audience, but he has fans from very young to very old. And it's all because of the passion and what he sings about. And what I love about him, he's not singing about, like, vulgar things and let me pick you up on a corner tomorrow and, you know, not always garbage, but it's all positive stuff that he's singing about. And to me, that's what a lot of our young people, that's what we need to hear. That's what they need to hear. That's what
yes.
encouraging music does. And I think all the music from back in the day, that was real good music. Today, people are kind of just making things, and it's like whatever is the easiest beat that people can sing to, la 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 la, then it's a hit. You know, people aren't.
And you'd be
anymore.
Surprised at some of the hits.
Yeah, and the hits, you're like, what is that? You know, I know.
I was just thinking the other day that, you know, I can make a hit. You
exactly.
know, if it's
could.
That simple, you know, and then I'm
yep.
just thinking, like, what have our minds become?
Yes, exactly.
Things,
where are we at?
You know,
like,
make it this way.
Right. And it's like,
and then you find yourself liking it.
Yeah, but it's just like everything is okay. Nobody, everybody's kind of like just settling. That's why I think I just want to take what I'm doing. I want to take it back. I want people to hear a good standard. I want people to be encouraged. I don't want to just sing any old thing, and people can just go la 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 to it. But I really want people to think about the song and to really get it. And some people might not want to do that, and you know that's okay. But I'm hoping that we can go back and kind of recreate like what Stevie Wonder did, you know, and what Whitney Houston did, and what, you know, all of these other amazing artists that have been out with, what the Supremes did. You know what I'm saying? That was music.
And you know what? See, I'm about to have you cracking up, okay, because I got to share this. That I was, you know, I spend a lot of time in my car traveling, and I travel a lot, okay? And I'm always looking at, I can't listen to the radio anymore. That's just a done deal, unless it's talk radio, because the stuff they play now is just like a no-no to my ears, okay?
Right.
But, so, and I'm listening, I find myself listening to all my old CDs.
Yes,
so I went
exactly.
to the store to buy new CDs, and it's like, I don't want this, I don't want this, and I don't want this. And it was nothing to buy, okay? But you know what I miss, Charlotte? I miss those songs where you put the CD in and you listen to it, and the singer is singing notes that I couldn't possibly hit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like a Whitney Houston note,
yeah,
or a Mariah Carey note, yeah, or anything like Patti LaBelle. You know, I can't hit,
yes,
those notes. There's any notes that they have on now, I can do that.
It's like you go to a Patti LaBelle concert, you're losing your mind. You can't keep it together. You know,
yes.
You know, it's like that's singing. You know, you leave and you're like, you're gone. You can't even sleep. You're so excited. You need,
yeah,
to go out somewhere and bring it back down because you're on such a high from a concert like that. That's what we need, you know.
Exactly. And I just know you are bringing that to us. So thank you, thank you, thank you for stepping into who you are and who God meant for you to be,
yes,
and sharing your gift with us.
Mm-hmm.
We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're very welcome. I love what I do, and I want people to be encouraged. That's my main focus. Yep.
Excellent.
To touch lives and give back. That's what I want to do.
So we know that there are a lot of artists that's coming out with a lot of things, and there's so many that, you know, are just coming brand new every single day, every day.
Right.
What is your suggestion, or help me out.
Oh.
What is your advice to those true singers who know they have the talent, but because they won't give the entertainment that society wants them to give, mm-hmm, and they're just really into their music and their gift, what would be your advice to them to get their music out there?
Well, we started an independent company, and that's kind of what we did in order to really make this happen. But
wow.
One of the things that, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, a lot of artists today are going indie, and it's really working well for them. So I totally advise people to do that, to start their own label, start their own company, put their own business plan, and get their team together and sit down and really brainstorm. And also to sacrifice, to know that it's going to be a sacrifice, that it's going to be tough, but to really do it and really get a solid team of people, like have a person that has business experience, maybe somebody who's worked in the corporate world but has a really, really good business sense and knows how to make things hum, you know, knows how to make it work and,
wow,
make it sing. Really, really get a good team of people together and get it going, because it can happen. And I think that people can do it, and it's like really having that vision to make it happen. But also having a good business plan is key. If you don't have a business plan, then nothing is going to happen. You know, if you have to have that. So it's like writing it out, really planning it out, strategizing, talking to people, speaking to people that have been doing it and getting advice from those people, finding out what they're doing, asking tons and tons of questions, you know, so that you know what you're doing. So getting a lot of help in different areas is very key. But, and more importantly, for an artist, a singer, really practicing and working on your craft, knowing what you need to do to be able to compete with what's out there. You know, keeping your voice in order, getting your body in shape, you know, being in a good mental state, having good people around you, you know, all of that's very important in order to be able to do this, you know, because if your mental state is off and you're not working on what you need to do vocally, then you're not going to be able to have the stamina to make all of this stuff happen. So there's a lot of things involved, you know. Practice, as they say, practice makes perfect. So also having good teachers or good vocal coaches and knowing who those people are to keep your voice in shape and doing the things that you need to do. So that's pretty much my advice. But if people want to get out there, I think that's the thing, having a business plan and getting a team together that will make that work for them.
You are listening to ThinkBigRadio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
Honey,
I'm going
to
take a second for a commercial break.
I'm going to go pull the car around.
I'm coming.
Well, look at you looking like you lost a pound or two.
I lost more than a pound or two. I lost 3 dress sizes over the last 3 weeks.
Really? 3 weeks?
Yeah. Ever since I joined Dee's Life, those pounds have disappeared. I can even fit into those jeans again.
Oh, you mean those jeans that are...
Yeah, those jeans.
Oh, my.
I told Lisa about Dee's Life a month ago, and she had to get last-minute alterations on her wedding gown. Her maid of honor had weight loss surgery last year, and she uses Dee's Lifestyle to exercise, eat healthy, and keep the weight off.
Really?
And it really works. Now all of my girlfriends want to know about Dee's Life.
Cool. How about we come home after the ceremony, and you change into those jeans before the reception?
You crazy.
Join Dee's Life now. www.dslife.com. I actually love that commercial. I love it. That's my business, Charlotte.
Oh, really? Okay.
Just to let you know.
All right, girl.
Thank you, Big, for playing my commercial.
No problem. We have to get that out every now and then. Because just as music soothes the soul, you have to have a healthy soul to be soothed.
Absolutely. For all of you singers out there, and this is another plug for my business, that are overweight and you need to sing from your belly, but your belly is probably too big, call us or check us out at www.deeslifenow.com.
Okay, Charlotte, why don't you let everybody know one more time how to get in touch with you?
Yes.
MySpace.com/CharlotteDoreenSmallFans.
All right, everybody. Now let's try to pick right off where we left. So, and I'm not surprised at your business acumen because of the fact that, you know, being someone who has studied and done the things that you've done, there's a certain business-like attitude about you. So you were able to say, you know what, this is what I need to do, because you have been through, a lot of different things.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, after people heard you, your team kind of fell right in place.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So what I think that you were using, not only was your voice and speaking this thing into being, was, you know, you didn't really concentrate about your how, but you were just using attraction to bring those things to you. And before I've talked to you, I must have had several different conversations with a person, one of the people on your team. And they were so for you. Sometimes I think, are you really Charlotte or are you someone else? You know, because they were behind you that much. So I know as far as, you know, as how your team goes, you've got a couple of really good people behind you. And everybody needs that.
Yes, of course. You have to work together. That's how it happens, you know. So, yeah, and you do have to have a great support system behind you. If you don't have that, you can't accomplish it. No one can do things alone. No one can accomplish anything alone. Everybody needs somebody, and everybody needs someone there to help them. So, you know, and that's a good thing. So, you know, we can't do it alone. We all need help, and we need each other. So having a great team and support system is extremely important for anyone and everyone who's doing whatever type of business you're going into. You know, whether it's a corporate situation, you have to have a great team of people working amongst you, with you, in order to make that business sing in order to do great things and accomplish the objectives and goals that are necessary. So it's the same in this business, in any business. So, yeah.
I'm checking out your website.
Mm-hmm.
And, wow, what a beautiful picture. You guys have to check out this white website. I love the picture with the scarf.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely beautiful.
Oh, the photographer that took those pictures, his name is Fadil Barisha. Awesome, awesome.
He's in New York?
Yes, he is. Mm-hmm.
So was it difficult for you being in New York where everybody is just coming out with music? That's like the music capital. I know they say Detroit is, but for me, New York is just where it's happening.
I'm a New Yorker, so it's not difficult. It just keeps you on your toes. It makes you work.
Not bad.
It makes you work. You got to be ready. You either got it or you don't, honey, because in New York, they will let you know. So, so people will let you know in a minute, so you just got to do what you got to do. It keeps you on your toes.
You now, you haven't done any of those Apollo shows, have you?
Yeah. That's right. You fall down, but you get back up again. You know, so
yeah.
New York is the place to be. If you can make it here, you can make
question.
It anywhere.
Big, just ask you a question. Did you do any of the Apollo shows or anything like that?
I never did an Apollo show where I was an amateur. I actually was a guest with a group a long time ago on the Apollo Amateur Night show, but I was never an amateur on the show. No, I've never done that.
Now, where do you see yourself going in 3 to 4 years from now?
Well, 3 to 4 years from now, I believe that I will have, you know, accomplished my objective and have lots of success. At least I hope to. You know, that's my prayer. And more importantly, I really want people to fall in love with the music and be encouraged by it. But that's where I see myself. You know, there's lots of things that I want to do. I would love to start a foundation to give back to the community.
Okay.
So there's lots of things. There's lots of reasons why I'm doing what I'm doing, because a lot of what I'm doing is also because I want to be able to give back as well, and, you know, also to be able to continue to educate people about music and about voice. As I said, I teach, so I want to continue to do that. So in 3 or 4 years like from now, that's kind of what I see, and that's kind of the goal. So we'll see. I just have to keep my fingers crossed, but I do believe that I'm thinking big, big. And that big things will be happening.
Yeah.
So I believe.
Trust me, if you weren't, you wouldn't be on this show. That big only gives big thinkers.
All right.
Charlotte,
okay.
Have to ask.
Uh-huh.
I'm looking at your website. You're a beautiful sister.
Oh, thank you.
What's your status, your dating status? Are you single, married?
I'm dating someone.
You're dating.
Yes.
Was that a hesitation, Big? Did you hear it?
It was a good one.
It was a real slight
one,
but not enough to make a big deal about it, huh?
It's kind of like when you do yours.
Yes, I am.
So you're dating someone. So for all of our Think Big brothers out there, just get on the waiting list. Who knows? This is not a marriage proposal yet. So we should see.
I'm dating someone.
Okay. Okay. I know he got in when the goodness is good.
Okay.
Right before the blow up.
Yeah,
that's like Jennifer Hudson's boyfriend.
Even
about her.
Up.
Huh?
He has to keep behaving and not acting up.
And to stop acting up. Now he really got standards to live up to. He could breathe wrong. You say what? Yeah, that's
yeah.
What I would. I'm like that anyway.
Yep.
Wow. Big, can we hear that song now? Is Big
here,
on the air?
Yes, I'm here. I'm just working on the things
I'm
in the background.
I'm waiting to hear that song. I'm in anticipation of it.
The anticipation, the suspense.
I know. I know. So you're single. I mean, were you dating someone in New York? Does he live in New York or do you travel a lot?
He travels a lot, back and forth.
Okay. Look at me all up in your business.
I know you all up in my business, Dion. What you doing, girl? You dating
Look, someone? I'm asking for our listeners. That's what I would want to know if I was.
I know.
You know, we want to know. We want to know, is Jay-Z and Beyonce getting married? You know, Jennifer. What about Jennifer Hudson's boyfriend?
Huh?
Did you hear Jennifer Hudson and her boyfriend? Like, her boyfriend was just he's a maintenance man for a company, and she has all this success. And now they're engaged to get married, I think.
Oh, that's so nice.
I know. She brought him along.
That's great.
Yeah, that is great.
What do you mean brought him along? You don't even know what was going on before. He was the one that stood beside her cleaning up everything.
And I think that's beautiful. And she's a very good woman because she didn't get caught up in all the drama, and she stayed with a good man, a man that was by her side and it was good for her, and that's beautiful.
Isn't that beautiful?
I think that's very beautiful. I really do.
Yeah.
Go, Jennifer.
And I love her. What do you think about her voice? I love her voice.
Oh,
well, you would know because you're a singer, but I want somebody that's a singer to really tell me what they think about it.
Oh, I love her. I think she's outstanding.
Isn't she awesome? I was hoping you would say that.
Oh, I love her. Yes, absolutely. Wonderful.
Okay, well, then you tell them that's who you love. Tell me somebody that you don't love their voice but has... You know I'm going to ask.
Okay, who do I not love? I don't like Britney Spears. She's horrible. So
come on.
I was hoping you were going to say somebody out of country. Like, have you ever heard of Ivanonik Nokoblak?
I feel for her and what she's going through because I think the media is horrible and they're really attacking her, and all of that is not necessary. But I think that her voice is, I do not think she has a good voice at all. She needs serious.
She doesn't.
She cannot sing. She needs training.
Yes, he does.
You know what? That's the thing.
Again, that just goes to show you when you have a good business plan and good marketing, anything could work.
Yeah, and you know what's funny is that when we watch American Idol now, you know, I think about some of the people who are out there and like, you know what? They never would have made it on American Idol this far.
Nope, probably not.
You know,
nope,
but,
exactly. Because I know she wouldn't have. Because Simon would have been like, "What is this?" He would have been like, wrong answer. He would have. He would not be feeling that. No.
So tell us about, as a teacher now, what is it that, I mean, that not only wanted you to become a teacher, but at the same time, How do you feel about, you know, the people who are coming up now, and what are you trying to teach them as far as with singing? Is it the jazz also?
One of the things in my class, I teach a jazz conservatory, so jazz students are, a lot of them really don't like to read music.
Okay.
And a lot of them get into this college because, you know, they want to be jazz artists and they whatever. And a lot of them leave the school and become successful jazz artists. Very true. The New School is a very popular school for jazz and contemporary music. But one of the things that I, in my class that I teach is I force my students to read. They hate it and they get very upset.
Wow.
But I force them to read the music because I feel like if you're in a college and you've gotten into college, how did you get into this college if you cannot read music? You shouldn't be in music school if you can't read music. And I think it's very important. That's what I mean about educating and people educating themselves to be the best that they can be. So that's one of the rules in my class. Again, my students are like, she's da 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 da. They complain, they whatever. But I make them read, and I make them read the music that I'm teaching them, whether it's R&B, whether it's jazz, whether it's gospel. It's written out, and they read it. And they fumble through it, and they have a hard time, but it makes them better, and it's preparing them because if they have a gig that they get hired on and say there are charts given out, they can hang, and they can do it. But if they're not preparing themselves now, how can they actually go out and get a job and sing in a chorus? Like, say there's a job where there's a chorus of like 60 singers. And there's like 10 songs, and they can't read the part because they didn't train themselves and didn't practice and learn how to read. So actually, it's like it's hard work. It's not easy, but you got to do it. And to be able to cover all bases, you got to know how to do these. You got to know the fundamentals, basically. So I really work them. Some of the other teachers I don't believe stress that, but I do. I do stress it because it's very important. So I really hammer them and get them to read. I'm not a teacher that's quick to give an A, and they all know that. They have to really deserve an A, and they've got to work for it. They've got to work for that A, or they're not getting it.
Well, you definitely have to be tough.
Yeah, I'm tough, but it's tough love. I adore
right.
and love all of my students, and I know that they know that.
Result.
But I'm tough.
That'll produce great
in a good way, and it makes them better at what they do, and it makes their performances better. Even class this evening, I had to teach tonight, and even class this evening, they left on a high because they worked really hard and they felt good. You can tell that they were proud of what they accomplished, and they were great. They did an awesome job. So I worked them hard, but I want them to be the best that they can be, so that when they go out there. That people can really firmly say, I know what I'm doing, and have confidence in what they're doing at the same time. So that's it.
I'm with the kids. Don't be so hard on us.
No, I'm with her.
Sorry.
You have to
I'm
be.
With
this
the kids. They can go out there and say, ooh, and get a hit-selling record, and you're being hard on them.
I love them. I love
them. No.
So who would you say was your favorite or hardest teacher back when you were training?
Ooh. I had all my teachers were hard.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. My violin teacher, Michael Tolomeo, was probably one of the toughest teachers that I ever had. Because he would never, he would get me on everything. He worked me hard and hard and hard. He never let up. It was like, it's not ready yet, it's not yet. I mean, he would have me playing a measure for 45 minutes, one measure in a piece
wow.
of music that was like a 20-minute piece. If I wasn't playing it correctly, he would make me play that one measure and practice it over and over and over again. So I understand what it means to practice and really practice for 8 hours a day to get something, you know, to get it to be excellent. I know what it takes to do that. So he was probably one of my toughest teachers. Vocal teachers, I would say this man by the name of Jack Clay was probably one of my toughest vocal teachers that I've ever had. A lot of the vocal teachers I had, some felt that they couldn't teach me, that I already knew what to do in some ways, but he was probably the toughest. I used to leave his studio exhausted, and I had to go home and rest for like an hour after those lessons.
Wow.
He was really tough. I mean, he had me laying down on the floor blowing up balloons to strengthen my diaphragm. He had
what?
Me doing all kinds of things in order to get me where he thought I could be, his vision for me. So he was a tough teacher for sure. And I
wow.
Yeah, and I've adopted.
You know what I like, real quick, well, I like what you said, his vision for you, because he recognized something in you that you may not had known already.
Right.
And I'm going to tell you, I've listened to, when I put her CD on, I listened to her CD at least 4 times back to back that day. And did everything that I needed to do while I was working, and it just went from, I mean, you name the type of music, the type of style, it went through the whole thing. It was almost as if I had different artists who were all great singers on one CD.
Wow!
Let's get your party out. When is your release party so that we can let everybody know? Because we didn't even really touch on that
yes.
yet.
Yes, it's on December 4th, next week, Tuesday, at the Village Underground in New York City on West 3rd between 6th Avenue and McDougal Street, right across the street from the world-famous Blue Notes.
Okay.
So
for those who want to know, all you have to do is, once again, tell us.
What's up, Big? What happened?
Okay. I was just looking for the notes. The CD release party is 7:30 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
Tuesday, December 4th at the Village Underground, West 3rd and 6th Avenue, mm-hmm. New York, New York.
Yes. That's it.
Do we have a phone number for them?
Congratulations, Scarlett. Congratulations.
Thank you so much, Dion. Thank you very much.
I'm actually over here pacing, like, and with my nails hitting the table wondering what's taking Big so long. Like, it's just anticipation on playing this song.
I'm going to. Oh, okay. Yeah, that's what you were talking about when I was away.
Yeah.
All right, give me a second here. See what I can do. Well, don't start
Big.
Talking. Yeah.
Big, you asked me for a phone number where people can call in regards to the show.
Yes.
They can call 212-514-8400.
So once again, that's No, it's hard for me to hold my breath the way you hit that last one.
Girl!
I was just like trying to gasp for air. But we're going to really, really do something special for you this Saturday for your song. Because that's the acapella version.
Yes.
But like I said, she can blow.
Girl, you can congratulate. Matter of fact, I'm coming to New York so that I can get my pictures with you now.
Okay.
So that I could be like, hey, I know her. I know her. I feel like I'm checking my flights for New York.
Okay, girl. Get on the plane.
That is awesome.
Oh, thank you.
Now, we are boiling down to our last 2 minutes. Do you have anyone you would like to thank?
Oh, well, first of all, I would like to thank my business partners, my business partner, Robert Tiberium, who totally has been behind me and helped to make this dream come true, Jen Miola, Megan French, Rachel Claude, all the staff at Midnight, who's totally been there for me and helping me put this together. Also, I'd love to thank my brother, Gilbert Van Small Jr., who produced the majority of this CD. He did
wow.
an awesome, awesome job, and he's a wonderful, wonderful musician and just really helped to make it come to life. Without him, I would not have been able to accomplish what I accomplished on that CD. And
that's
also
great.
A big thank you to V. Jeffrey Smith and Peter Lord for producing the 3 songs that they produced on this, on the album for me as well, and for them also believing in me. So I'm really grateful for all those people. And, of course, always grateful to God, because without God, none of this would be possible.
The
so
G-O-D.
Always give my praises to God, and I thank him from the bottom of my heart for every door and every good and bad thing that's happened in my life. I am eternally, eternally grateful. So those are my thank yous. And thank you guys for allowing me for doing this interview and for having me today. I really, really appreciate it. That's very, very kind of you.
Oh, we definitely appreciate you.
You're welcome, and we
you
thank
on.
You for being who you are and stepping into your gift.
Thank you.
We so thank you for that.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to thinkbigradio.com, where big thinkers come to teach and learn. Your goals are our goals, and your success makes us successful.
More.
Did that sound okay?
You had it.
I'm going to see how reheated microwave popcorn tastes about right now.
You what? Are we off the air?
No, we're still on the air, dear. We've got a couple of seconds left.
Reheated popcorn? Okay,
yeah.
Tell me how it is, okay?
All right. Thanks for thinking big tonight, everyone. Charlotte, we hope to have you on again. Coach Dion, really appreciate you and what you bring to the table here. And remember, everybody, that's December 4th, that CD release party at the Village Underground, West 3rd and 6th Avenue, New York, New York. You can go to myspace.com/ Charlotte Doreen Small Fans to see her site, hear a little bit of her music, and also become a fan. Dion, you got anything to end it with?
Yes, thank you, Charlotte. Thank you, all you think big.
Thank
listen.
You very much, Dion, and thank you.
Think big, everyone.
You and I will talk soon.
Okay, darling.
All right, bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye, big.
See you. Thank you.